This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 2nd, 2014, the first show of the new year. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Today, in our third hour, we're going to have a guest, Mark Howitt, who is the producer of a documentary regarding Sandy Hook that just lays out all of the problems with the official story. And, honestly with my audience, I don't agree with them on a few of those. But the sheer overwhelming volume of problems with that official story just hammers home the point. This is another manufactured hoax to scare you out of your guns and into obedience and dependence on the U.S. government. Now, last week we were talking about this tragic, tragic story that happened over at the John F. Kennedy Airport in New York, where this professional flautist, Boujema Razgui, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, had his collection of handmade ethnic bamboo flutes confiscated by the Customs Department. And they were destroyed. Now, it turns out he did not witness the destruction himself. He was getting his luggage, and the case of flutes was empty, and there was a note saying, please call here to find out what happened. But it's a tragic story. It has just sent shockwaves through the arts and music community that the Customs Department would look at these musical instruments and say, oh, they're just pieces of bamboo. That's an agricultural product, and we have to take and destroy them. He is going to be our guest. This flautist will be our guest tomorrow in the third hour to talk about this horrible, horrible experience at the hands of America's security industrial complex. And understandably, we're going to be shoving Claire a little earlier in the show to have her come in with her perspective. But I felt it was really important to get this flautist on the show, and Friday was the only day that he was available. Now then, as you know, we just had the New Year holiday. And for pretty much the whole country, all you were allowed to buy to celebrate were party poppers. I remember 20 years ago, even today, right now, my wife and I were on our honeymoon on Kauai, and I loved the fact that you could buy fireworks to celebrate New Year's with. In fact, you could get fireworks for New Year's, 4th of July, and the Chinese New Year. So you got fireworks 3 times a year, and we had fun. We got a big roll of firecrackers, went down to the beach. And every New Year since then that we've lived in Hawaii, I would go out and get a roll of 5,000 firecrackers as kind of an homage to my wonderful marriage and our wonderful honeymoon. And then, of course, a few years ago, when the government started worrying about Americans knowing how to light fuses on things that go bang, the fireworks went away, and we're allowed to have party poppers right now. Now, this year on Oahu, probably as part of this whole, fireworks, you don't want to go. They only had a few official fireworks shows for New Year. Down at Hilton Hawaiian Village, a couple of the other resorts, and they were pretty low-key. But the illegals, oh my goodness, what a show that was. And had I known it was going to be this intense, I would have set up a camera to catch it. Because it was probably the most intense fireworks display I have seen since the year 2000. And earlier in the week, of course, the local media had been going on about, if you're caught with illegal fireworks, you'll be sent to Guantanamo. And they were showing the piles and literally mountains of illegal fireworks they had already seized. But apparently they didn't get them all because it was just insane. I mean, I walked outside looking around, all points of the compass up in the sky, skyrockets and everything. Just a very benign act of defiance against the nanny state, saying we will decide for ourselves whether or not we're going to celebrate the new year the way we wish to do it. And of course they're going to say, oh, but you're causing harm to people with health issues, and they're trying to fan up all these excuses why we should not be allowed to handle explosives. And the real issue is they're afraid of Americans being comfortable handling explosives. I actually got into a discussion with a police officer. We happened to be shopping at the same bottle shop. And I was bemoaning the fact that we're not allowed to have fireworks. And he said, well, you know, terrorists could take fireworks and they could fashion a bomb out of them. And I said, no, you can't. The kind of propellant in fireworks is a low-brissive, slow-burning propellant. It can't be made into an effective bomb. And if there were real terrorists around here, you could go into any supermarket, pick up four bottles of household cleaners, and create enough gas to gas everybody in the building. It's nonsense. It's just the government one more time showing us that they will run our lives for us. And the demonstration we got on New Year's was, at least around here, everybody standing up and saying, no, you won't either. And I'm very, very proud of my fellow Hawaiians for standing up to tyranny. I briefly toyed with the idea of loading up one of the black powder guns and letting it off, but I chickened out at the last minute. Actually, I was asleep. I didn't wake up until all the explosions started happening, and I went out and took a look, and wow, it was very impressive. Somebody actually got some of it on video. We posted it to whatreallyhappened.com, and it was an amazing display. It was certainly far more spectacular than the official 4th of July display we had 2 years ago over Pearl Harbor during RIMPAC. They didn't even have one this last year. You know, fireworks, you don't need to know about fireworks. If you want to play with things that explode, join the Army or the Navy or the Air Force. We'll give you lots of things that go bang. And even better, you can kill innocent civilians with it. Now then, turning over to Climate Gate, and I'm putting this up here at the top of the show because we are just finishing up this delightful, ironic saga of the MV Academic Sholkowski, which was a research ship. And I emphasize that because the corporate media is trying to portray it as a tourist junket. You know, it was just tourists going on down there looking at the Antarctic ice. No, it wasn't. This was a funded research mission to prove that global warming was melting the Antarctic ice shelf. So, of course, they went down there at the beginning of the summer season because if your continued funding is dependent on having pictures and videos of melting Antarctic ice, summer's a good time to do it. And they got stuck just before Christmas. They got stuck. Sent in an icebreaker trying to reach him. That icebreaker got stuck. Sent in a third one, kind of had to hold back. They got him off today with a helicopter airlift, despite deteriorating weather. Now, the reality is satellites are showing that the Antarctic ice shelf is 26% larger this year than last year. Those poor emperor penguins are having to walk 30, 40 kilometers more during their migration. If you're familiar with the lives of the emperor penguins and what an amazing thing it is that they can survive down there. But this sign went down. We're going to study how global warming is melting the Antarctic ice shelf. And the ice shelf was larger. They were trying to basically follow the path of an earlier mission. They got into the ice. The ice turned out to be much thicker than expected, at least to the global warming scientists, who are still looking at their computer models rather than looking out the window and saying, hey, there's a lot of ice out there. Maybe we ought not to follow this course. And it's just absolutely hit up the idea that they were going down there at a specific time of year to create the visuals they needed to go on selling global warming, and they got caught. Now, remember, if global warming, stopping global warming, were the real goal of Al Gore and NOAA and NASA and Hadley CRU and Penn State and all these other scientists, they would look at the very obvious cold weather and say, we've succeeded, we stopped global warming, and they would bow to the applause of the corporate media and waddle on off to whatever their next projects were going to be. But global warming isn't about the globe. It's not about warming. It is a political agenda, and it's all about carbon taxes and selling carbon credits that have made all of the players in this scam insanely rich. And I think the reason that they're still trying to push this whole global warming thing right in the middle of the start of another harsh winter is Obama's going to hit us with a carbon tax as soon as spring shows up, because he's not getting his money from Obamacare. He's desperate for more money from your wallet to solve his problems, and he's going to go to the carbon tax. I am predicting that right now on this show. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're still talking about this ship full of global warming researchers who were given $1.5 million to sail on down at the start of the summer season to document how global warming is melting the Antarctic ice shelf. They got stuck in ice, just got rescued this morning. And the spin coming from the global warming people is really the ice shelf is melting. It isn't. It's 26% larger this year than last year. Our ship just happened to get in the one bad area, and you shouldn't let this one rescue lead you to think that maybe we don't know what we're talking about when we tell you that you're making the world broil and you will atone by paying carbon taxes and buying carbon credits. But lest we forget, back in 2008, another group of these global warming researchers who were being funded to prove global warming declared the Arctic Ocean was ice-free because, after all, that's what Al Gore had promised in 2007. In 2007 and in 8 and in 9, Al Gore declared that by 2013, last year, the Arctic would be completely ice-free. Needless to say, that did not happen. More about that in a little bit. So these researchers got into these kayaks, and their goal was they were going to kayak across the top of the world to prove that it was all open water, the ice was going, and the world was warming, and it was all the fault of us icky-poo humans and our carbon dioxide. It's got nothing to do with water vapor in the atmosphere. It's got nothing to do with solar radiation. It's got nothing to do with any of that stuff. It's all the fault of human beings, that if human beings were not here, climate would not change, which, of course, the geologic and paleontologic records show is absolute complete nonsense. Climate's always changing. It did it long before people got here. We'll go on doing it long after we are replaced by hopefully something with a little more intelligence. So these kayakers, scientists, were kayaking across the North Pole. They got to about 80 degrees north latitude and got locked into the ice. They needed rescuing. So this has happened before. Well, they'll go out, make these declarations. Our computer model says it's open water, and they get stuck. Now, as I mentioned, back in 2007 and again in 2008 and again in 2009, Al Gore publicly and hysterically warned the North Pole would be ice-free by 2013 because of man-made global warming. And he cited climate experts, meaning all those people who were taking his funding to support him. And obviously, 2013 did not have an ice-free Arctic. In fact, the ice cover expanded 50% over last year. And all these people on the mainland who are getting these Arctic blasts of air and snow and ice understand that. Yeah, it's really cold up there. Right now, we're looking at this major storm that's descending across the Midwest and the Northeast. In fact, I was texting my younger brother just earlier today. He says it's just coming down insanely out there. People are canceling travel trips. 1,600 airline flights are now canceled. If you thought you were traveling someplace on the mainland U.S. today, you'd better hit that blog, that website, and make sure your plane is still going. Boston's Logan Airport is shut down completely by the storm. The mayors of Boston and Detroit, I'm sorry, New York and Detroit, they're brand new mayors just now coming into office. They're having to deal with this. They're looking at, well, in Boston, 10 to 14 inches of snow, and it's just insane. Remember back in 2000, the carbon Nazis were saying snowfalls are now a thing of the past. The spin now is, well, we don't know who planted those headlines. We don't know who was saying Greenland was going to lose all of its ice. We're not part of that. We never made those statements. We continue to insist the world is getting warmer, and the warm earth creates cold weather, which violates several physics principles. Or the other one they come out there is the heat is hiding in the deep of the ocean, which is violating the principle of convection and thermodynamics. And their fallback always, and I was debating some very obvious shills over at CNN's website. And by the way, CNN blocked some of my comments when I was making really good points, I might add. So shame on CNN. But they always come back to, really, you're just an ordinary human being. You don't understand the principles these scientists are looking at. In other words, right now, when you are looking out your window and you're looking at all the snow and ice and wondering if this really means that there's nothing to global warming, the carbon Nazis are saying, you're an idiot for thinking that. You're a stupid moron for thinking that all that snow and ice somehow undermines their offered dogma of human-caused global warming. And raising on a busted flush, I'm not kidding you, there was an article that came out in the Telegraph yesterday. World's climate warming faster than feared, scientists say. They've revised their computer models to downplay the cooling effect of clouds, and inevitably their computer model said, oh yes, it's getting warmer. It's getting warmer. Now, common sense is going to tell you that if you're pushing a global warming agenda, the last place you want to do that is at the start of what is going to be a very horrendous winter. So they're obviously under time pressure, and that's why I keep saying by when the snow starts to melt in the spring, I absolutely am convinced Obama's going to come back and say, we need a carbon tax, because he's not getting his expected windfall of new tax revenues from Obamacare, which is what that was all about. And they got to find some way to take more money out of your pocket to prop up this Ponzi scheme economic system here. Now, some of the corporate media is finally waking up to what's going on, and I have to do a tip of the hat over to the Daily Telegraph, which ran an interesting article in the icy grip of fear that global warming is claptrap. And it's a very funny, well-written article where it's very obvious this author understands it really has just been a complete public relations operation to convince you that global warming is real, that you are to blame, and that you will atone and seek absolution through carbon taxes and carbon credits. So some of the corporate media is beginning to come up and say, look, you know, it's gone too far. It's gone too far. Now, a little side note. Somebody was pointing out when we had the pictures of these global warming researchers in Antarctica, and there were penguins all around them, and they were getting very friendly with the penguins, and somebody pointed out that it is actually illegal in a lot of countries, including the United States, to touch a penguin. If you do not have a government permit to touch a penguin, you can be fined $5,000. If you injure or kill a penguin, you can be fined $10,000 and go to jail for a year. And that money goes into the U.S. Treasury under miscellaneous receipts. Now, my question would be, what is the fine when a police officer murders an innocent American? I haven't seen that number come out yet. What is the fine when a U.S. drone kills innocent civilians? Is there a fine on that one? And the reason I mention that is because modern liberalism seems to have elevated the legal protections of innocent animals above those of innocent human beings. Now, I'm all for nature and wise use of resources and trying to preserve endangered species, but I cannot approve of a mindset that makes the other animals on this planet legally more important and enjoy a higher privilege of protection than my fellow human beings, because I am a human being, and I'm a part of nature. Am I not deserving of the same kind of protections? Now, moving on over to the economy, you're probably already aware that you, the generous, beneficent American taxpayer, bailed out U.S. automotive companies, including General Motors. We were all told that eventually General Motors would pay all that money back and we'd actually make a profit on the deal. That, of course, turned out to be false, and the American taxpayer took about a $15 billion bath on the GM bailout. GM, of course, expressed its gratitude to the American taxpayer by shutting down their factories in the United States and opening new factories in Mexico and China. And it gets worse when we come back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to automotive hijinks and bailouts and so forth, we're going to take a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael, am I coming in a little better today?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Michael, I got to tell you what the weather was this morning. It was minus 17 degrees. And, Michael, I got to tell you a little secret. I wear shorts all winter in the challenge of Igor Gore's big, wide scam that he tried to lure the American people. Michael, I wanted to break this before you, too, that we saw Detroit Rock City get tore apart. All our jobs are gone up there as far as most of them with the car. Now I was heard that Chrysler's moving to Italy. What a sad
situation. That was actually the story that I was about to get to, is Chrysler, after getting their taxpayer bailouts, is moving their operations to Italy.
Yeah, so I'll let you, Michael, I'll stay warm, and I'll let you get going, but it is a sad day in America to see our car dealers to totally be stripped and now be totally stripped by being sold overseas. And I also heard possibly that Ford might be going to Mexico. Can you confirm anything of that?
I've heard that as well. I think Bye-bye. They already have one factory down there, but yeah, they're all getting out of this country. There are so many taxes at all levels of society, because remember, we all talk about how corporate taxes are low, but what you don't realize is in order to hire a worker in this country, you have to pay them enough where they can pay their taxes and still be there. Plus, there are employee taxes that you are charged for the permission by the government to hire a worker. Now, all that withholding from your paycheck and those employment taxes means government's actually getting more money from your labor than you are. And that is the reason labor costs are so high in this country, and a lot of corporations are just saying it's time to get out, because the trend is not reversing anytime soon, because our government is hopelessly in debt to that private central bank, and their only solution is to find new ways to take money from people, either directly from you or indirectly through fees and fines and tariffs and everything on your products. You would be amazed when you go to a supermarket and you buy something off that shelf, how much of that price you are paying is taken up with various government fees, taxes, excises, and so forth. This is one of the reasons why our products are themselves so very, very cheap, because it's the only way to maintain the price point. It's 12 cents of goo in a 14-cent plastic bottle, and the rest is shipping, handling, tariffs, border fees, and the rest of it. It's alcohol. Most of the price you're paying on that is taxation. And it's just hit a point where corporations, just to save themselves from bankruptcy, are saying it's time to get out. It's exactly where we are. And that was the point I was going to make. Chrysler, or all the taxpayer bailout, is being sold to an Italian auto company, which is moving all the factories and jobs over to Italy. And apparently the United Auto Workers, which still owned part of Chrysler because of their big bailout, they went along with this deal. This is a sinking ship. The corporations know it. The ultra-rich know it. It's time for you to know it. Now then, there is a new law in Great Britain that banker salaries and bonuses have to be made public, because of the huge outcry about how, following the 2008 collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud and all these endless bailouts that were going into Wall Street, and all these bankers were just taking the money and putting it in their pocket. And once again, looking at the end of the year numbers, we're seeing huge amounts of pay. 100 of J.P. Morgan Chase top staff in London are averaging £2 million per year. Goldman Sachs said its top executives receive £2.7 million per year. It's up 50% over the year before. These guys are just raking it in, and they're paying for it all by dropping the losses on you, the American and British people, which, of course, is fascism here. Now, there's a very interesting article came out of 21st Century Wire about how student loans have become the new socially engineered banker trap. Because in the last 15 years, college tuition in the United States has risen 900%, making it impossible for anybody who is not independently wealthy to go to college without resorting to student loans. Now, in that same period of time, tuition has gone up 900%, the average wage in the country has gone up 10%, and that's not even keeping up with the rate of inflation. Now, the reality is there is one college-level job vacancy for every five college graduates in America today. So four out of every five college graduates, having sold themselves into the slavery of these student loans, are not going to find a job to pay it back. That, of course, is not what the college recruiters tell you. Oh, yes, get a degree. There'll be all these jobs. You'll pay it back in just no time. It's just another way of enslaving the people to manufactured, created out of thin air debt, to keep us all slaves to those private central banks. By the way, speaking of bankers, you probably remember Aubrey Lee Price. Now, this was a guy who supposedly committed suicide in 2012, and when the story came out, I was looking at that and saying, I'm not buying this, but supposedly he committed suicide right about the same time $20 million vanished from his bank. Well, apparently they caught him today. He was pulled over in Georgia for driving with tinted windows on his car, which apparently is illegal in Georgia. I don't know why he was still in the United States of America, go figure, but he was pulled over. The cop became suspicious that he was being given false identification, and they took him in and discovered that this is the guy. Nice people, those bankers here. Another story coming out of the Daily Mail over in Great Britain. Remember the Enron scandal in California? How they literally were ripping off the people by just manipulating the electric market? Well, it turns out in Great Britain, what they call the big six energy firms have been overinflating the prices by which they sell electricity back and forth between their own power stations. So they can then use those high electric costs to run the bills up for the British people. It's the same electricity. It's the same generators. But when they have to buy electricity from this guy over here, oh, it's hugely inflated profit. Our costs are going up. We've got to pass it on to the consumer. It's Britain's version of the Enron scandal. Which brings us to Obamacare, which is now at least nominally in legal effect. More mayhem, more cancellations than enrollment. Hospital workers are going unpaid. It's a huge mess. Even Michael Moore, who was the champion for socialized government-managed health care, is saying Obamacare is awful. Up in Oregon, they spent a total of $300 million taxpayer dollars and achieved 44 actual sign-ups for Obamacare. Does that sound like an effective public policy? No, it doesn't. And the reality is here, we're now in that window of vulnerability because a lot of people who signed up through healthcare.gov and think they have health insurance coverage right now do not, because they're still sorting out all the bad data coming out the rear end of this system. They've been putting all the work on making the front end work better so at least it looks good. They're not even dealing with the security issues. They're not even dealing with the fact that the database manager is flawed and the actual health insurance providers are getting garbage data they can't make sense of. They're manning up phone banks, calling people and saying, I think this is you, and if it is you, I need some more information. And there's a whole bunch of fraud already out there. People are out there. There's a bunch of bogus Obamacare websites, and they're easy to spot because they're the ones that appear to be working. Now, toward the middle of last month, we started seeing a ramp up of what appeared to be very obvious false flag provocations between Israel and Gaza, commencing with this shooting of a Bedouin worker who was working on the apartheid wall. He was shot by a sniper from somewhere near the border with Gaza. The sniper got away. They don't know who it was. Nobody in Palestine is claiming credit for this. Israel is screaming, this is intolerable, we will not allow it. A couple of bottle rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel, again by parties unknown, and nobody's taking credit. Israel is now ready to invade Gaza. And they're saying the next attack will exact a heavy toll. Now, how many times do we have to see this fraud before we realize this is the same trick all over again? Israeli agents caused some provocations. Israel has the excuse to go in and murder more Gazans, and you are paying for it all. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPN for All keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPN for All are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and getting back on over to Israel. As you know, Israel is already indicating they're going to start constructing more of these illegal Jewish-only settlements on Palestinian lands in the West Bank. It is, of course, a major problem in terms of trying to start some kind of peace negotiations between Israel and Palestine. Israel is demanding the release of their spy, Jonathan Pollard, as a precursor to talks, and at the same time they're talking about settlement expansions, which is guaranteed to make the peace talks absolutely accomplish nothing. So once again, Israel will get what they want, their spy back, who's a big hero in Israel, and the U.S. will get nothing in return except egg all over their face again. Now, Israel is going through the motions of courtesy to the United States of America. They've now said they're not going to announce the details of how much they're expanding the settlements in the West Bank until after Kerry has come and gone and talked to the Palestinians. They're still going to build the settlements. They're just saying we're going to time it so the political impact is less. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Tom in Minnesota. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. The global warming kind of makes me think they kind of blame the forest fires in western United States. And I was wondering, a lot of, I know what they're chemtrailing is aluminum, and that's fuel. But oxidizers for thermite can include things like boron and silicone, iron oxide, magnesium, copper.
Silicon is not an oxidant for thermite. It's not an oxidizer at all. Thermite is basically powdered aluminum and iron oxide, the black kind rather than the red kind. Both will work, but the black kind is more energetic. The problem is the global warming people are blaming everything on global warming, including, and I'm not kidding, I kept a list which I'll post during the next commercial break here. Prostitution, increase in prostitution was blamed on global warming. Increase in acne was blamed on global warming. Increase in earthquakes. Basically, they're out there. That's the villain. Oh, global warming is destroying us all. Therefore, you have got to pay carbon taxes and carbon credits. And yes, they blame the wildfires on global warming. It's just whatever is going wrong in the world. Waxy yellow buildup in your kitchen floor is the fault of global warming, and it's reached ridiculous levels.
Right. I would like to posit a theory, though, that if they're chem spraying a lot of
Well, first of all, hang on. First of all, okay. The chemtrail issue is one of the many nonsensical ideas being deliberately planted on the independent media to make us look silly, so that ordinary Americans will say, oh, those guys are a bunch of wacko, I'm going to go back over and be told what to think by the television networks here. Same thing with no plane at the Pentagon, same thing with the idea that the Apollo moon landings were faked. It's called poisoning the well. It is a classic propaganda trick. And this government is desperate enough, they're trying them all right now. There are contrails from jet aircraft because they put out a lot of water vapor. But if somebody wanted to deploy something onto the surface of the earth, doing it from 30,000 feet lacks a certain amount of efficiency. You don't know where it's going to go from the underlying winds. It's just not a tenable theory on that. Now, I want to talk to the issue about the recent Saudi Arabian aid to Lebanon. Everybody was making a big deal saying, oh, Saudi Arabia is aiding Lebanon $3 billion worth of material for weapons, which immediately Lebanon started shooting at those Syrian warplanes coming across their border. And everybody's saying, well, obviously Saudi Arabia is working with Israel, and that means that, yes, Saudi Arabia helped Israel, did 9/11 or did it all themselves. They're trying to demonize Saudi Arabia ahead of an invasion. But what's really going on here? Saudi Arabia is actually being very, very clever here. Okay? They understand that Hezbollah in Lebanon gives Israel the excuse to keep invading Lebanon over and over again, and Israel's making noises about starting it again. If the Saudis help the Lebanese government stabilize their country and rein in Hezbollah, then Israel loses their excuse to invade and take the Litani River. And I think that's what's really going on with all of this stuff here. Meanwhile, of course, trying to kick up a kerfuffle there as hard as possible, there's been an explosion at Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut. They're still saying the nature of the explosion isn't immediately clear. I don't know. How does a cruise missile or a guided munition sound to you? Meanwhile, there was a very interesting article over at moonofalabama.org. White House accepts reality regarding Syria, and it basically goes down all the issued statements about Syria going all the way back to early last year, and how every time the White House says this is what's going to happen, something different happens, and the White House will immediately change their statement saying, oh, well, this is what we're going to say happen now. In other words, they are not in control of the situation in Syria, but they're still trying to pretend they're somehow in control, either covertly or overtly. And Syria has been one foreign policy disaster after another. And now that the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors have themselves come back and said, we didn't actually find sarin there at that site for the August 21st attack. That whole idea That whole claim by the U.S. that Assad used sarin on his own supporters has now collapsed completely, and it stands right next to that claim that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons as yet another lie by the United States government to sell you a war of conquest over what oil will be sold for, what piece of ink and paper other countries will be using into the far future. And as a matter of fact, we're seeing this article that came out of FTM Daily, where Washington eyes move by China to gain stronger foothold in oil-rich Iran is causing concern, because the United States needs Iran's oil to be sold for the dollar, not the yuan. That's what these wars are all about, conquering the resource-rich areas of the planet, shackling them to the dollar, to the petrodollar, whatever dollar, and to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, where everybody is using the U.S. dollar for all international trade and banking. That's what the real agenda is here. And we've heard from the U.S. about how China's powerful manufacturing economy, they still know how to make things people want to buy, is a mortal threat to the U.S. dollar, which is held up with nothing but bluff, bluster, and absolute fraud. And that's why I'm so opposed to this policy, this return of the world to the petrodollar, this forcing the world back to Bretton Woods inevitably will bring about conflict with Russia and China. The U.S. wants a state of war with China, even if China can't defeat us, even if we can't defeat China. If there's a state of war with China, then all of America's allies have to stop using the yuan and go back loyally to the U.S. dollar. That's the goal. We could wind up in a war with China that drags on half a century, like the war between the two Koreas has. And there'll be an armistice and a ceasefire, but there'll be a permanent state of war with China, and everybody has to do business with the United States of America. That's what's going on here. Over in Afghanistan, apparently John McCain has waded in, warning Hamid Karzai of dire consequences if Karzai will not sign that deal to allow American forces to stay in Afghanistan. Now, Karzai is out of office imminently, only a few weeks left. But they're trying to get Karzai to sign this deal that will commit the incoming government to allow America to stay inside Afghanistan, and Karzai doesn't want to do that. Another story that we got off of antiwar.com, where the latest U.S. ultimatum threat has failed, and the Afghan troop deal remains unsigned at this point. The problem is, if you look at this whole war agenda from the point of view of being all about the petrodollar and Bretton Woods, and you look at how it's going, it's already failing and falling apart. Nations are leaving the dollar and going to the yuan faster than the U.S. can conquer them. We are way too early in this program to be suffering these kinds of failures, which means in the long run, the U.S. is going to lose this. Even if it goes nuclear, they're going to lose this. But they've got all their bunkers and prepper activities and everything, so that's okay with them. Ah, we'll come out in 20 years and the planet will be free of you icky-poo global warming causing humans, and it will be beautiful. Going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Financial